Good morning. We are continuing our conversation from yesterday, and our fundamental question was and is, when we wake up in the morning and we wash Netilas Yadayim, we wash Negel Vasser, when do we say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim, especially if there is a gap between when we wake up and when we go to Daven? Should we be saying the bracha Al Netilas Yadayim based on when we wake up, as soon as we wake up as possible, or should we wait until we daven and say it before davening? And it apparently it could be viewed as a nafkamina between the Rosh and the Rashba, who bring divergent reasons why we are saying the bracha al netilas yadayim. They both agree kind of that it's for tefillah, but the Rosh more directly. The Rosh, in other words, says that it's impossible that during the night our hands didn't get dirty and touch dirty things. We need clean hands for davening. Accordingly, we want to wash Netilas Yadayim, say Al Netilas Yadayim, the bracha, right before davening, because it is showing that we have clean hands. It's a bracha on the davening. On the other hand, the Rashba is of the view that we are saying the bracha on the Netilas Yadayim as a thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us another day. We are a Bria Chadash, we are here newly created, and accordingly, apparently, it should be said close to when we wake up. So there's going to be a gap between the waking and the davening. Say it upon the waking, don't wait until the davening. So that's apparently a nafkamina between them. But nonetheless, we saw the Bir Halacha preferred waiting until davening, because then you're fulfilling the Rosh, and maybe you're even fulfilling the Rashba if you say the bracha al netilas yadayim together with other birchas hashachar with davening. So accordingly, it fits in, because it's another thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Today we are going to see a divergent view, that of the Aruch HaShulchan. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that the poskim have said that we have a machlokes between the Rosh and the Rashba, both in their rationales for why we are saying the bracha al netilas yadayim, and also halachically when we should be saying the bracha of al netilas yadayim. And he repeats but basically what we just said. He says that according to the Rosh, the reason that we say al netilas yadayim is for davening. Accordingly, you should say al netilas yadayim right before davening. According to the Rashba, on the other hand, we are saying it because we are a Bria Chadasha, newly created, and it should be close to waking up. So he says that's the conventional view, but he says, I disagree. The Aruch HaShulchan says that if you look at the tshuva of the Rosh himself says as follows, Hamashkim Lilmud Kodem Alos HaShachar. Somebody wakes up early before Alos HaShachar, really early, he wakes up. Yevarech al netilas yadayim v'asher yatzar. He should say the bracha of al netilas yadayim v'asher yatzar. So that seems to go against what we just said. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the poskim quote this Rosh is saying you should wait on your al netilas yadayim and put it next to davening. But here we see that the Rosh is saying if you wake up early and it's not even the time to daven yet, it's not davening time, and still the Rosh says say your al netilas yadayim before learning. So we see elavandai de takanas abrach aisamishum tefila. Certainly, this is the Rosh. Certainly, the brach al netilas yadayim was instituted for davening, according to the Rosh. But that's a different issue as to when do you say the bracha. You're saying it for davening, but we are going to say it at the time of when you wake up. The institution, the decree of Chazal, it is for davening, but when do you say it? When you wake up. Even if there's going to be a large gap between when you wake up and you're davening, it's for your davening, but say it now when you wake up. So that is the Aruch HaShulchan's explanation of the Rosh. And he says certainly the Rashba agrees that the Bracha agrees that you should say it when you wake up. But he says, in fact, there's no disagreement between the Rosh and the Rashba. They both say that you are saying the Bracha for davening. They're simply giving different rationales, different views of what that means for davening. That according to the Rosh, you're going to say it for davening because we have clean hands. According to the Rashba, we're saying it because we are Bria Chadasha. But they'd agree that it's for davening, but they also agree that, says the Aruch HaShulchan, there's no machlokas between the two, that you should be saying it when you wake up and not waiting for later. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that explicitly. He says it first in two places, in fact, in Aruch Chaim Siman Dalet, and then again in Siman Vav, and I'll read his language, that even though the Brach of Alniti Lesidaim was instituted for davening, Mikol Makom, Haisa HaTakana, the Bracha, Teke Bukumo, Mimita So, but the institution, the decree of Chazal is that you should say it immediately when you wake up, even if you are going to be davening at a later point, it doesn't matter, and the Aruch HaShulchan is of the view that that's not only the Shita of the Rashba, that you say it immediately, you say it when you wake up, obviously after washing the Tilas Yadayim, but even the Rosh agrees with that, you don't wait till davening, they both are in agreement on this point, says the Aruch HaShulchan. And Amir Tzashem, we will continue on this in more detail, more poskim, and we will expand the conversation to other brachas. When should the other brachas, Birkas HaTorah and Birkas HaShachar, when and where should those be said? Have a wonderful day.